Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Tour set, pop!
So it's kind of a crazy time for me right now because my husband and I are about to move and I'm very excited about it. We're going to move into, we're like renting this really great house and there's a garage and a backyard and like a great kitchen. And so we're just like in the process of packing up and getting ready to transport all of our things across town.
Yeah.
And, but it's very exciting. It's so exciting.
Super exciting. The place that you're living in now, it's going to be weird for me just knowing that you're not living there anymore. So whenever I get to see you again, I'm excited to see your new place, but it's going to be very, very different for me. But I'm super excited for both of you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I guess that will be strange because you won't be able to like picture truly where I am until you see it for yourself. But excited for you to visit sometime. I'm like in the process of trying to decorate the living room space, but we haven't moved in yet. So everything's just kind of like what I'm mentally doing. And we purchased this amazing like velvet green couch that is like a mid-century modern style, totally our style. We're so excited about it. We think it's so cool, but now we're struggling to like piece together the rest of the living room space. Yeah.
It's bold, and that's what I love about it. It's definitely a focal point of whatever the family room is going to look like. It's a really cute couch.
Yeah, it's super cute. It's going to be bold. It's going to be bright and colorful. And anyways, so we have a lot of options. We're just, you know, and so, and I'll have to find like a new place to put like my entire BTS shrine.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you'll find a place for it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So welcome back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I lost my shit over Jimin during Dionysus.
Yes, I lost my shit, too, over Jimin during Dionysus. I think everyone did.
Yeah.
or happy birthday, Jin, and thank you, BTS, for sharing a super cute and super fun V-Live for Jin's birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Our worldwide handsome. Mm-hmm. So if you're here for that, then you're in the right place. Today is going to be a super fangirly episode because mm-hmm. we are talking about BTS's performance at the 2019 Melon Music Awards. But before we get into it, we want to thank you wonderful, amazing fangirls and fanboys for being here with us. If yes. you're a fan of this podcast and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about us on social media, by writing a review wherever you can listen. And then if you want to go above and beyond and show us extra support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. We just are happy that you are all here listening and definitely fangirling, boying over what's to come in this episode.
Completely, yes. Thank you guys for being here. As far as content of the week, we're actually going to skip it this week because obviously we have a 37-minute yeah. video to fangirl over. So mm-hmm. we're going to do that and postpone our content of the week.
Yeah, we've been bad about postponing content of the week, but it's just we have so many other things to talk about.
Yeah. And truly, I mean, there hasn't been much like new content. In recent months, so it's just kind of been how it goes.
Except for Bon Voyage.
Yeah.
All right. So for the Melon Music Awards, we decided that we would start with the awards that BTS ended up winning at this award show. So for the awards for 2019, BTS won Album of the Year for Map of the Soul Persona. They won Song of the Year for Boy With Love. They won Artist of the Year, which, wow. And then they also won Best Dance for, like, male category. And for that was for Boy With Love.
Wow. Just, I mean, for them to have not come out with new music in such a long time for the K-pop world... And for them to still completely dominate at this awards show is incredible to me. Just like a testament mm-hmm. to how long lasting their impact is with the music that they make.
Mm-hmm. I think they deserved every single one of these awards that they won. But yeah, I agree completely with what you're saying. It's crazy that it was released back in April, May, somewhere around there mm-hmm. when Map of the Soul Persona was released, and for it to now be December and they're still carrying through with that album. It was just a great album. They deserved all of it. So proud of them.
Totally did. Yes. So when they performed, this performance, like we said, was 37 minutes long. And it was comprised of some different songs and like an intro and a couple VCRs peppered in there. So the way that we're going to talk about it, we're just going to talk about each little segment and share our thoughts and our fangirling over it. And just
all of our thoughts mostly. Which are mostly fangirl thoughts, but there's a little bit of like constructive thought put into it, maybe. Like a hair.
I mean, we truly can't help ourselves but to definitely sometimes like analyze a little bit, you know, like we have to like wonder about why is this that way. But man, when we get to Dionysus, it's Fuck. Over. So I'll start on the intro. So in the intro little video of this performance. We see BTS all sitting on these leather couches, and they're kind of like on the couches and on the floor, and there's some luggage kind of around them, and they're all sleeping. And while they're sleeping, maybe dreaming, their shadows come up to them, and their shadows like kneel down next to them or like stand behind them. And so obviously that's like very important symbolism happening right there.
There's also the chance that like time travel is happening. Like these are their future selves looking at them in the past or vice versa. Yeah.
Yeah. Which comes to mind because like in this intro, they're playing the, they're playing I Need You and they're playing Run. And, you know, there's like subtle hints to like HYYH, which would like tie into that time traveling idea.
Yeah. There's definitely themes of I Need You and Run in it, especially like with like them all sitting on the couch and being together and hanging out. There's also Namjoon with the lighter, which is more of a, it references to Yoongi with his lighter, like flicking at the lighter. So definitely going back to HYYH. You feel that a lot with this intro.
Yeah. Just like especially too with their outfits and like kind of the softness of it. But I do think that the shadows are like very significant with that. So very cool little intro. Then they go into Persona next. And this is really exciting because this was the first like live performance of Namjoon's intro Persona. And
yeah, very exciting. When I heard that Persona was going to be performed live, I thought, wow, there's no way, but that's incredible. I was so excited for it because we've never gotten to see it performed live.
Yeah. So we see some things written on the wall, like no more dream, which, you know, made me think like, oh, maybe they were dreaming in the intro. And maybe in the intro song for the next album, maybe they'll sample No More Dream like they sampled Boy in Love. Just like, possibly. Here's hoping. Wouldn't that be so cool?
Yeah.
they also have like Who Am I written all over the walls, and that kind of becomes like a theme in this performance. But like I feel like I really have to talk about Namjoon's hair. Like it needs a moment because he already looks so fucking good in like the Persona era with that blonde hair. But now it's that same blonde shade, except for his hair is grown out and he's kind of rocking like this shaggy do going on. And it's just like, maybe this is also just getting too deep into it, but I'm like, is this like hair for the next era? Is it like showing, like literally showing physical growth over like an emotional growth that happens with the concept of like whatever the next thing is?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just think it's cool.
It's a possibility because we know that comeback has to be happening soon or at some point. So their hair right now could be a reference to what's to come, or they could just be growing it out. This kind of came across my mind. They could be growing it out a little bit because all the members seem to have a little bit longer of hair. They could be growing it out to style it in the future or whatever. Yeah. But who knows?
But either way, he just looks so fucking good.
He does like, look incredible.
Oh my God. During this performance, he is just fucking killing it. He is incredible.
Yeah. What I love about this performance is when Namjoon comes out to perform this, the screams from the crowd, everyone is just so excited. I think everyone feels the same way, that we're just so happy he finally gets to perform Persona live. And it's just something we've been waiting for, and it's such a treat that we get to finally witness it. Also, his intensity throughout this performance is impeccable. Like, he is giving everything he has for this performance, and you can see it. I love how he's, it's a lot like the music video. You can see the desk, you can see the similar outfits, the jacket. I love how the hood comes up over his head at one point and then he throws it back. And then he unzips that fucking badass jacket and tosses it, and he's got a suit on. just, it's perfect. The live performance was really great. He did such a great job. Also, something that he does is he does that, like, classic Bonton gun movement, like hand signal kind of thing. And we'll get into it more, but we believe that this is very intentional, that this is referencing for what's to come or something. Maybe we're looking too much into it. Maybe it's a decoy or something, because I swear they fucking throw decoys at us.
I mean, they have to, but just like coupled with No More Dream, with that being written on the wall and like with how much of this like hand signal comes up, it just, it seems to stand out.
Yeah, it does.
So right after Namjoon finishes Persona, he walks back to these desks and then they pan away. And when they come back, him and the rest of BTS are sitting in like this amazing boy in love formation. And
they're back.
Oh my God, they're back. And they all look so stunning. And they show them, they zoom in on like different pairings of them. So like the first one is truly too much to handle. Namjoon, Jimin, and Taeyang in one little shot. They all, of course, look so fucking incredible. Just like
so stunning.
Just so stunning. Like not even like intimidating, but like, wow, just beautiful and amazing. So the next little group of people that we see is Soap. And I mean, when can you ever be upset about seeing Yoongi and J-Hope in the same shot?
Yeah, next to each other. Next to each other. Interacting in any other way. Yeah.
I know. Amazing.
And then after that, they show Jungkook and Jin. And I have this, I think, is a good time to mention Jungkook's hair. So Jungkook's hair is that same kind of purple magenta that is shown in the music video for Boy With Love, but it's just at the tips, not even the tips, like the second half of his hair, I guess, like half of it, a quarter of it at the bottom. But it's just enough to kind of reference to that throwback. So yeah, we were all kind of like, oh, he's got blonde tips or whatever. But I think they were just lightening his hair to bring that color
for this
performance. Also, Jin has the same kind of thing that June has got going on, where his hair is looking a little shaggy, a little bit longer. But Jin's is specifically in the back, so it's like a little bit of a mullet going on. And Jin looks, it's not even a mullet, but it's just like down his neck more. And it's very sexy.
He like, he could wear his hair just like shaggy and forward, which is like what Namjoon is pretty much doing. But instead, Jin is like pushing his hair back and it's so full and there's so much of it. It's just like ultimate Prince Charming hairstyle going on, like completely irresistible. You are right about them all having like longer hair right now, though. Like Taeyang's hair is very long. Jimin's hair is very long.
Even J-Hope's a little bit, even Yoongi's
is like his curly, curls are like in his eyes. Yeah,
it could be that's what's to come for their hair for the next comeback, or they're just growing it out to be able to style it or do whatever with it when the time comes.
Oh my God, what if what if Jungkook got his hair cut, you know, a while back, he cut all his long hair off just so their hair could be the same length and grow out like to be the same at the same time, like just for comeback.
Potentially, yeah.
Like that would be crazy.
I think they have a specific staff member who fucking plans their hair. Like there's maybe not even one, maybe even two or three people dedicated to styling and figuring out a team of hair.
And I want to know. I want to know how they decide. Like, I want to know all that goes into like figuring out how they are going to style their hair, just their hair, just the color and the length.
I know. Big Hit really protects like all of their staff members, but I really want a Bonton T TV, like Bonton Bomb video of just a conference of planning the next comeback. God. Like all of like their style, what kind of hair they're going to have, what they're going to be referencing, what kind of little hints they're going to put for the next era, et cetera, right?
You know, like the big thing right now is people, like content creators, releasing the video and then like a week later releasing like the behind the scenes
behind or the
like
scenes, yeah.
a day in the making of or whatever. And like yeah. we would go fucking crazy for that. People would eat that mm-hmm. shit up because it would just be another one of those like evidential like proofs to show how yeah. like much goes into BTS, but also just mm-hmm. how awesome they are. Well, yeah, we're like totally on a fat tangent right now.
That was a fat tangent. Yeah, let's get back to it. But yeah.
yeah.
Big Hit, if you're listening.
Right. So Big Hit also decided that since they're performing Boy in Love during this performance, that we got the 2014 choreo in 2019, which mm-hmm. is truly a gift because even though BTS has always been good as a group, it's undeniable that as they have grown up and matured mm-hmm. and learned more and had more time to practice and refine their skills, they've gotten better over time. And oh, so yeah. seeing them perform and hearing them sing Boy in Love in 2019, when, you know, like they're all impeccable dancers. They all just perform so well. It was just a gift. A blessing.
A true gift, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So something that I noticed like immediately in this performance was before even the first rap verse started, Jin was getting screen time. Like in this choreography, oh, yeah. he's like in like at the beginning, he's in like the back left corner and they like had a shot just of him that was like pretty sustained, like pretty substantial. Yeah. And I just thought, you know, I don't think we would have gotten that in 2014, but we got it now and it's great. It was wonderful.
Yeah. It's great to see that, like, not there's so much that has changed since 2014. And Jin getting screen time is definitely something that has changed a lot over the years.
Yeah.
We have to talk about Hobie during this performance. So he's got that part where he has that massive jump over Namjoon that he does in Boy in Love. And he does it now. And it's just great. And this is when his verse starts, like his rap verse. And something I really noticed was, wow, I'm getting to hear J-Hope rap this verse in 2019.
Yeah.
And the drastic change and the improvement in his rap. Not that his rap was bad before, but just to see how his skill has developed over the years. This rap, just hearing it in 2019 is so awesome. And really, we can say this for all of their singing and rapping. It's beyond incredible. All of the vocalists are just blowing us away with their voices. The rappers mm-hmm. are super intense. Everything is just 20 times better from, you know, 2014. Even yeah. though they were blowing us away in 2014, just hearing it now is great. Yeah. Also, this is a perfect time to mention that Yoongi is ultra high energy throughout this performance. He is like bouncing. He's fucking like bouncing while rapping his verse. He's just consistently moving and he's so high energy. And I say this about Boy in Love, but we can say this for every single performance during the Melon Music Awards. Mm-hmm. Yoongi's verse, he is just beyond hype for all yeah. of them.
Yeah, he's like leaving everything out there. And mm-hmm. it's not to say that the other members aren't, but like Yoongi is really fucking bringing it. And I think he deserves recognition. Yeah,
and I think a lot of ARMYs noticed.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
hard not to. They were like, holy shit, look at him.
His energy he's is insane. It, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think like for any member for BTS, like when they do a award show performance, they always are on like their very, very best abilities. Mm-hmm. Like they really, because it's being broadcasted everywhere, there's so many people mm-hmm. tuning in, they just completely bring it all. And that's why this performance is so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the performance, when they like turn around for the final pose of the choreography, I just have to point out Jungkook's ass and hamstrings.
Yeah, look to the left of Taeyong and you will see Jungkook's ass and hamstrings.
Like, and that's all, like, they are busting out of his pants. Like, massive. And it's just like, it's, you got to look at it. It's amazing. It's a treat.
How did
it's,
he get his hamstrings to be so strong?
I don't know. I'm wondering how he got the pants
there's
on.
There's so many workouts that I'm like, my quads are killing me, but there's very few where I'm like, my hamstrings are killing me. So he's, yeah, he's doing something I that mean, I don't know. I don't know.
It's hot. Yeah. Yeah.
One last thing that we need to mention with Boy in Love is at the end, and I think this is important, Taeyong ends in the center because he's at the center of Boy with Love. So it's a smooth transition, but they zoom in on Taeyong's hand of doing the like classic bonton gun hand thing. And you kind of anticipate them to do the like the I love you hand sign, but he doesn't. He holds it and he sustains that like bonton gun classic old school choreo. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, is this referencing to No More Dream? Is this referencing to old school BTS? Is this referencing for what's to come? Are we getting like mature bad boy BTS with the shadow comeback? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I hope so. Fuck yeah. We wouldn't. I mean, nothing can prepare us for that, but.
Oh my God. No, never.
I'll take it.
I mean, I'm thinking like a combination of like Dark and Wild and Blood, Sweat and Tears only in 2019, you know, like
too bad. Grown. No, that's too much. I mean, I'll take it. Whatever.
I mean,
I'll suffer. It's okay.
How fucking incredible. I know. I would suffer so hard and I'd be so happy about it.
I'm willing to.
So with that, that's how Boy in Love ends. And then we go right into Boy with Love. And so we've seen this performance, at least this live performance, more recently than some of the other things that we're talking about today. But I just have to say that in this, whenever the camera connects with Jimin, he's just truly making every moment count. Like, he is giving, he's eyes at the camera, every little movement he can make, just pulling our attention at him.
Yeah. When I was watching it, he's got those cute little round glasses on. He also had these on for Boy in Love. But with Boy with Love, even if the camera's not zooming in on him, maybe like the member next to him, he's still like eyeing it. He is trying to get into it. And so, yes, he makes every little moment count with the camera. And it's very noticeable.
Yeah. always trying to steal the show.
Yeah. It's here that I have to mention, especially at the beginning of Boy With Love, we get to see that little close-up of Taeyong at the beginning of the choreo, and he's looking incredible with his newly stylish, beautiful perm that he's got going on. Of course, he's got like green accents. His hair is curly as fuck. It looks great. Taeyong really is just so stunning, and it's getting ridiculous at this point.
It really is, like, every time we see him, like,
I'm sick of it. Really, like, you've made your point. What's the point at this? You've done it. Yeah. We're affected every day.
I don't understand how he gets more good looking every single time that we see him. Like, he leaves for the airport one day and he arrives back 2 days later and he looks fucking better. Like, how?
Man, even in Bon Voyage 4, he's looking grubby as shit, but he still looks awesome. In the first couple episodes, Taeyong looks a little grubby. But he's on vacation, so I don't judge. I get it. Yeah. He looks incredible, though.
You love a grubby boy.
Also at the the beginning of Boy with Love, where they all line up and we've got soap that are next to each other. Super cute because they touch their like pointer fingers together. And it just melts my heart to see how happy Yoongi looks when this is going on. Like, he lives for it. And J-Hope, of course, is loving it too. But Yoongi's like, like, he looks so happy and it's super cute.
Oh, they just look so adorable.
Mm-hmm. I also have to say, during J-Hope's verse, this goes for every time he performs Boy With Love, but since it's the Melon Music Awards, he's really especially being a little ray of sunlight. Like, he is just pure happiness during this performance. He's grinning ear to ear. He's just full of love and full of joy, and it just, it radiates. You can feel it when you just see him at the camera. I'm like, stop being this perfect little ray of sunshine that is just making us all so joyful and happy.
Yes. It, like, it fills my heart, you know, like the way that he just beams his happiness into the performance. I have to talk about this little Taejoon moment that's like, literally, it's only on camera for like half a second, but Taeyong is singing and Namjoon kind of comes in from the right side and kind of leans into him, and they lean into each other a little bit and smile and kind of side glance at each other, and it's just so adorable. And any time that I just get to see that friendship, I just I love it.
It's a great little moment for Boy With Love that they get to have. And then of course we got Jin, who pulls out the rose and kisses the rose and throws it at us. And it's like one of the best parts of Boy With Love, because we just love kisses from Jin.
Yeah.
Kisses from Jin. Oh my gosh. During his like celebration special V Live, he just like looks at the camera and he didn't even blow a kiss. He just pursed his lips and was like, mwah. And I'm like, ah, I was hit. It hurts.
Right here. And then I had to talk about Jungkook's ad-libs during this performance of Boy With Love. He is making all of these runs and providing like backup vocals for so many other members. And
additional just harmonizations we haven't heard before.
Yeah, just beautiful and incredible. And, you know, he's just so talented with his voice, and I love when he gets to show it off like this.
Yeah, he really did show it off. And if you guys haven't like really noticed it, you should go back and watch it and listen to Jungkook's ad-libs at the very end of Boy With Love. They are terrific. And then again, at the end of Boy With Love, we get a zoom in on Jimin's hand. And Jimin is doing that classic old school throwback Bangtan gun choreo. And you kind of anticipate the transition to the I love you sign, because Jungkook is known for doing that for Boy With Love.
Right.
But again, we didn't. He kept it there with that like traditional old school Bangtan gun choreo. And so again, it's like, hello, they're zooming in on it. They're giving it like a fair amount of screen time. So I think that this is probably meaningful, but maybe not.
I mean, and that's just what we do. We read into everything.
Can't but help it.
We can't help it. Right.
It's like, a part of the fandom.
It's a part of the fandom. And we just know so much, you know. And so everything means everything, you know, at this point. But why else would they zoom in on Jimin's hand and purposefully show the classic like gun hand symbol instead of, you know, changing it to the I love you? Like,
For Boy With Love especially.
So why are they changing the choreography at this point for this performance, you know?
Everything has a meaning.
And we know, like, they drop hints at these performances, like, all the time. Like, the next comeback will come and somebody will be like, that's what that meant during that awards show. And it's like, oh, shit. So, I mean, very possible.
Definitely.
So after Boy With Love, they show a VCR, and really, I don't know that I would call this a VCR, more so as it was just black screen with Namjoon speaking, and then the words are coming up on the screen. So what was interesting to me is that, and I guess it's not surprising, but I think it's worth pointing out, is that this was spoken in English and the words on the screen mm-hmm. were only shown in English. Yeah. And I just think I read before they performed that their performance was supposed to be one for like all fans around the world to connect with. And they very much could have said it in Korean and translators would have immediately translated it. And yeah. that would have been fine. But I feel like they intentionally said this in English and yeah. just to make it more accessible for people everywhere
around the world.
So I just think mm-hmm. that's cool. So yeah. what he said was, in the beginning, I did not shine so bright. I only knew to do my best to shine, but we found each other and our universe was born. Now let us shine on each other. We're no longer small. Just as the universe expands, our universe will last forever.
I love this because in Namjoon's, one of his speeches for accepting an award, he mentioned small, like mm-hmm. small isn't that bad, or I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something to that extent. And so to hear it in this VCR, it just goes to show that he really thought about what he was wanting to say, and that he's saying we're no longer small, but even if something is small or seems small, it's not a bad thing, right?
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that this quote just has many different meanings and interpretations, and unless it's mm-hmm. like hearkened back to in the future, I don't think we'll know for sure everything that they intend by this, but I do think that it's a really beautiful saying to lead into the next song, which was Microcosmos.
Yeah. So for Microcosmos, we're going to be pretty brief about this performance, simply because it was, not to say a simpler part of the performance, but there wasn't any choreo, they're standing up on the stage, and it was beautiful. It was absolutely mm-hmm. a stunning, gorgeous, out of this universe, pun intended, performance because of the effects and what they did to it. And even Bangtan TV released like a whole video of it so that you can watch on YouTube, just because the effects were so gorgeous on the stage. And kind of, I don't know if it was like CGI'd in or what they did exactly, but there's all these constellations and galaxies floating all around them. And I love the effects of like how army bombs kind of give off that effect too. And when they're looking out like at the Sea of Army, but just like all these constellations and galaxies floating around them. It was simply stunning. It was very, it was out of this universe. I keep making all these really stupid puns, but it was really great. You know, it was something we haven't seen before. I mean, the effects of it was just making the performance and the stage itself more emotional and impactful.
Yes, because if you remember, like the lyrics to Microcosmos, you know, have a lot to do with like saying like we are our own star, like mm-hmm. We are our own universe. To you know, like together we're the stars, you know, in the sky, in the galaxy, in the universe. And so this just was so very representative of that. And yeah. It's true, like we've never gotten to see something like this before, like that kind of special effects CGI over mm-hmm. or with one of their performances. Mm-hmm. So it was just really powerful and impactful. And like you said, just beautiful, aesthetically so beautiful. And
oh yeah,
we felt like when we were watching that we each got like a special moment with each one of the members, because mm-hmm. it seemed more intimate, even though it was in like this huge arena with all these people. Yeah. Just having those effects made it seem like it was just for the person watching.
Yeah.
So towards the end of the performance, right before it's like going to hit the climax of the song, they stop the music and BTS are kind of like rising up in the center stage. And then the screen behind them and above them starts, all of these words and all these different languages start popping up, and it they all say I love you in so many mm-hmm.
different languages. And
I think, again, that's so cool. And it is, again, like referencing that this performance was supposed to be for all of their fans and all their supporters around the world, very inclusive to do that. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, thought how cool, like that this is
super cool. A big, very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To include everyone.
Yeah. Just, and that being such a big part of like their, this big performance, definitely memorable. Also memorable during Microcosmos, especially because he was basically doing this cold, like they get right back into the song and then it's time for Jimin's high note, and it was just incredible, like powerful, so emotional, so good, and just beautiful, and I just really enjoyed it.
Yeah, his vocals were on point and all of their vocals were really great, especially like something I really remember was Jin and Taeyang during their part where they kind of go back and forth. Mm-hmm. Their vocals just paired so well and I was just amazed hearing it and seeing it.
Yes. Taeyang's like sultry, like kind of deeper voice is so good for Microcosmos also. Like he just sounds incredible.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir over here.
I know. So after Microcosmos, they had another VCR. And this VCR is a little different than the previous one. This one was actually a video. And in this video, Jungkook is speaking. And he is like, he's in this like room and he's watching all these TVs that are showing past versions of himself, like in music videos, like little clips of him. So in this video, as he's looking at this, there's like a voiceover where he's saying, I'm still looking for who I used to be and who I am now and who I will be in the future. And so then there's like, again, this who am I? This is the second time in this performance that this who am I kind of theme has been referenced. So we're definitely feeling like that's coming up more. That is a theme that's going to pop up more in the next album as well. But what is probably the most striking thing about this VCR for us,
for both of us, like it's just, it's funny when we went in to go research for this together, when we came across this, we were like, did you,
did you hear that?
Did you notice?
So what I'm talking about is the fact that the background music was a beautiful melody played on a piano, but the tune was O Come, Emmanuel, which is a Christmas time song.
A very religious Christmas time song.
A super religious Christmas time song for obviously Christianity. And I like, we both grew up singing it and hearing it. And like, and so when we both were listening to this video or watching this the first time, like, I know I was sitting there and I was thinking, am I just hearing this? Like, am I kind of like just stringing these, this like picking this tune out?
You're and filling then, the holes in your brain, like trying to make sense out of the tune. Like, am I imagining this? Am I just making this up? But
But then it got to the like, rejoice.
Emmanuel.
And I was like, this is O Come Emmanuel. Like, what is going on?
Why? When I was sitting there, I was sitting there watching it with Corey for the first time. I'm like, is this O Come Emmanuel? And Corey's like, I don't know, whatever about it. And then I hear the rejoice. I'm like, it's fucking O Come Emmanuel. I'm like, do they... So the question is, did they intentionally put this in? Do they know like how, I guess, popular or well-known or religious of a song this is? At least in the States is all I can say. Because we both recognized it. I knew that my sisters and probably my parents would recognize it. So I don't know if they intentionally did that or just there's like this kind of cultural gap where maybe they, you know, in Korea they are potentially familiar with it or not as familiar, or maybe they just liked the tune. It's also getting to be the holidays, so I'm not sure what all thought went into it.
And I can't imagine that with how big of a production this performance was and how much mm-hmm. got put into it, that they wouldn't know what they wouldn't know. Background, like mm-hmm. they would have to know what it is, right?
That's how and I felt so, too. Mm-hmm.
There's like a couple things that to me, they have to know what it is. So what mm-hmm. comes to mind is kind of like our thinking about the next comeback episode where the Crown of Thorns came up.
Oh yeah.
That jewelry company made for them, and they made that Instagram post and then deleted it, and we haven't seen them surface. Sketch. They didn't come up at Melon. I doubt that they're going to be at Mama. That's, you know, yeah. we haven't seen it yet. So I'm just wondering, like, are these like subtle hints to like religious themes in the next album, yeah. which also makes sense because we personally think that the next album is going to have a lot of themes or like be based on the Red Book, which is like yeah. another work by Carl Jung.
It starts off with very religious components and elements to it. The Red yeah, Book does.
The it's, book literally it starts with like a Bible with a quote. Passage from the Bible. Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's that. But also, I just thought, what if it's not that big? What if this is like a weird, subtle hint to them like dropping a Christmas album?
Maybe. I have not thought about that possibility. I have not thought about that possibility. It's possible because I think other K-pop groups have done that. So
it has it's just because it's been so long since they put out music. And so like, oh, what if they are doing this? I really doubt it. I really doubt it. But how amazing would it be to listen to BTS Christmas music all season?
It would be great.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
The Beatles released a lot of Christmas music.
Oh, yeah? I didn't really know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, come on, BTS. Get on it.
Let's get it. Okay. So anyways, that's kind of just something that we were like, that's what stood out most to us, I think, with this VCR.
Yeah.
When we went into research, we were both like, did you? It just was super funny.
did you notice that?
The Oh Come Manual? But this VCR also has like references to Shadow and HYYH. I love how we get a lot of focus on Jungkook. We see his little freckle below that like lip, his little natural freckle that's right there. And then it zooms in on his eyes and you see like the whole galaxy. Very sweet, very cute. It's a good VCR. Good transition. Yeah. So now we get into the solo dances, the solo song performances, the solo moments before their Dionysus stage. So yeah. We start off with Taeyang. Guys, this is the part where it gets to be too much. This is where the fangirl, if it wasn't already out, it's like full mode now. Okay.
High volume.
So Taeyang, yes. Taeyang, he comes out. It starts off with this like, and this is how it is for all of them. There's a remixed song of some sort from one of their past albums. So Taeyang starts with No More Dream, which makes sense being their first album. Taeyang's the first to do his solo dance. It is sexy as hell. He has so many backup dancers, like 40 or more. Mm-hmm. He has these aerial dancers that drop from the ceiling. He's got like two in hoops, two on like these like beautiful lace,
like the silk rope, ribbon thing.
Silk
yeah.
ribbon. Thank you. That's a better description. It's just during his performance, he is doing so many body rolls on top of like power dance moves. And he's just striking these poses and like body rolling into the next pose. Very powerful, super stunning. He's got this like incredible stage with him. And this is the first time we get to see this single light bulb kind of just descend from above. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at it's referencing to his VCR from before where he's got a single light bulb. But we go to find out that there's multiple single light bulbs that are brought down. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But yeah, Taeyong's solo performance was impeccable. It was super sexy. Amazing. Powerful. Very him.
super
love
him.
The perm.
And I feel like the song fit him so well that this is like the one that he danced to. And mm-hmm. like, yeah, those power body, those power dance moves and all those body rolls mm-hmm. were oof.
So many lip bites, so many thrusts, just sex.
Wreck.
I'm so sorry. Never mind. Okay.
Just wrecking us. So the next person that came out was Jin, and the anticipation for his performance built for like 30 seconds as like these mm-hmm. background dancers are kind of moving around, and then Danger starts to play and the doors open and Jin rolls out powerful as fuck on mm-hmm. a horse statue, like this massive, like the bust of a horse,
massive.
Yeah. And he's standing on top of it and he is just like fucking glaring. Okay.
Glaring.
Oh my God.
This is far too much, far more than anyone could have expected to happen. He comes out, his hair is parted, his forehead is fully exposed, like forehead could not be out anymore.
It is there.
It is bare. And he is powerful. He tilts his chin up and looks out at us. His eyes are like just daggers into our hearts. He looks handsome as shit. What's new? Beautiful, stunning. And then he like, when he's looking at us and he's like tilting his chin up, like, fuck yeah. And then he does this like side glance over to the backup dancers because he's like, I'm about to fucking control all of your dance moves with my movements. That side glare, it has so much impact. He does it like twice and it's really overwhelming. He looks cocky. I fucking love it. And I want to say the best part, but like the whole thing is the best part. But at the very end, he has like this rope, this long rope, which is like the reins for this horse, this massive fucking statue horse that he's on. He holds up the reins and then he fucking whips it. And the music, the impact of the whole like scene that's happening before us, it's just so powerful, so mm-hmm. powerful. He's so handsome, and that's all I can say. Like it's a lot to take in.
It's impossible to take it all in. And like mm-hmm. when he first comes out and he's just like looking around the crowd, like mm-hmm. show that to anyone and they could not tell you, like they could not deny his sexiness. Like literally mm-mm. when I saw that, I'm like, he is the sexiest man alive. Like he is the best looking man hands on down. This planet. Like yeah. blew me away.
When I saw in his birthday, like special V Live video, his forehead was completely out. I'm like, this is just his look. This is just what he's become. This is what he's evolved to. The forehead is just fully exposed all times.
It's like the final evolution of Jin. It's just full forehead, full power. Full sex appeal. Wow. So next up was Jimin, and he danced to I Need You, a piano version of I Need You. And it was just this beautiful contemporary dance. Like, I just cannot believe, I can't fathom this level of artistry that he has. He's out there mm-hmm. alone in the middle of this stage, no backup dancers, like out on the outstretched part of the stage. And mm-hmm. he's doing flips. He has a prop. He has like this white kind of sheer sheet thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like when we were watching this, Jordan and I were talking about how hard it is to do the complex movements that he was doing, the flips he was doing, while being incredibly graceful with this prop that he had and not letting mm-hmm. it get like wrapped up around him or like move the wrong way.
Very flawless, very seamless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. flawless, seamless, and just the level of skill that went into this beautiful, beautiful dance. Mm-hmm. And I just love how his dance conveys the music. It's very expressive. I feel like I really felt the music through his movements, and that his movements were really contrived from how he feels when he hears it. And I'll never be over it.
He did such a terrific job. And yes, how his dance conveys the music. You can just see that his movements are accentuating the music that's being played. The I Need You, just the I Need You piano version with this contemporary dance from Jimin was beautiful and graceful. And one of my favorite parts of the choreography is during the piano at the end, Jimin is kind of like taking a step forward and falling down a little bit. He's like falling into the keys. I can just picture the keys of a piano being pressed when I see him do this choreography. That's how like much he's conveying the music, is like he's just even representing the instrument itself by doing this. That was like one of the most mind-blowing parts of it. It's my favorite part of it, but it's just elegant. The whole thing is so elegant, so beautiful, gorgeous, fluid. The way that the sheet and like the, I guess it's like a sheet, whatever he's like the prop is that he's kind of throwing in the air, how fluid and loose and light it looks. His body is doing the exact same. It was stunning. And I think I told you, I had Corey watch this performance along with all the other ones. And Corey was like, yeah, Jimin is going up on my bias list. Like, wow.
Yes.
He said, I'm being bias wrecked.
Not my words, but Jordan's words. Jordan said that it was the best one out of all of them.
The best one, yeah. It was. Yeah. Potentially, for sure.
Potentially, for sure. Yeah.
They were all great. But yeah.
Yes. So, after Jimin completely contrasting the light, airy beauty of Jimin's performance is this demonic and maybe like Suga or like edit. Like, I wonder if he edited this because it just seems like something he would do. But it's like a rock edit, almost a fire. And it's kind of demonic. Like, it starts out with this, like, la la la, la 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 la, like, very angsty, very, like, it's, like, chanting, like, I don't know, like, it's hear rock music. It's bad fucking ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why I just said that. Who says bad fucking ass? Cut that.
Bad fucking ass.
It is badass, though. So he's just like rocking out to the music, and he's sitting on like his prop is like these stairs, like it's like six stairs, you know, a little staircase. Mm-hmm. And he stands up from them and he's kind of rocking out, and then he kind of turns away from the camera a little bit to walk back towards the stairs, and he puts one foot up on the stairs and he turns back, so like his shoulders and his face are turned towards the camera, and doing something that I was not prepared for, he just does this whole ass fucking body roll, and he body rolls and then he thrusts afterwards, and I'll just never recover. Like,
no,
I don't know how.
When I saw this, my initial thought was, whoa, like I didn't expect that to happen. This full body roll along with multiple hip thrusts, like to the beat of the music. And I thought, wow, Yoongi stands, the starving Yoongi fans of like that, just getting that little bit of hip thrust, right?
Yes.
That's what I think is what's so great about it, is that no one could have anticipated that was going to be his solo stage, is he's just like got one foot propped up, so confident on this step of this staircase, and does a hip thrust, a body roll, and then a hip thrust, and then multiple mini hip thrusts after that. And just, of course, very coolly walks up the staircase a little bit. Yeah.
But just completely unexpected. And Mm-hmm. Nothing could have prepared us, and now we'll mm-hmm. be thinking about it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after that, it goes into Jungkook's solo performance, which is, I love it because it's fire, and then you see kind of the fire be put out by water, so you see this, like, steamy effect.
Very cool. See,
it's very cool. You see it go into Jungkook's solo performance, which starts off with, like, the Save Me tune. And his performance is very neat because he is standing in a pool of water.
Mm.
And the dancing that he does in this pool is very much his own dance style. It's not quite contemporary. It's still very powerful, but also a little contemporary. It's mesmerizing, least to say. Something that we really notice is, like, he does a lot of, like, those bouncing steps, which to mm-hmm. me just looks like Jungkook choreography.
So Jungkook.
Like something that he probably put into this choreography himself, if not all of it. We really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously they have some say. It's kind of just difficult to comment on how enthralled we are, because it's just mesmerizing, this performance. It really pulls you in. I love that his shirt has tassels hanging from it, because as he's, like, dipping his body in this water, when he spins and does any sort of movement with his arms or body, this water is splattering, and you've got this, like, pitch black background with this light beaming on him, so you can just see all of these bubbles and, like, just all of this water splattering everywhere, and it contributes so much to the aesthetic and the dance movements itself.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous, and the effects of the water and all of it is just so, so great, and, like, seeing him lie in the pool at the end, just, like, breathing heavily. It's so gorgeous and very much him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so dumb that I'm going to say this, but Jungkook, water is, like, known to be very graceful, but also powerful. And I think that, like, really fits Jungkook. Like, he's graceful, kind, so loving personality, but he's also, like, very powerful, and just his movements, and, like, he's strong and whatever. Like, I just think it fits him so well.
Yeah, I love that. So after Jungkook, then we saw Hoseok's performance, and he was performing to this really cool, like, EDM or dubstep edit of Fake Love, which mm-hmm. is so him and so perfect for, like, his, like, dance style and dance background. And what was cool about his performance was, to me, really memorable, the lighting. He had this, like, blue lighting, super blue lighting, and then there were also lasers that were, mm-hmm. you know, affecting, or they were doing designs around them, and that was very cool.
Yeah.
He was dancing with 4 backup dancers that all kind of obviously contributed and added on to the choreography. And then just with the direction of this little performance, there were some really cool camera angles to go along with that really awesome light effect of, like, the lasers. We get a couple, like, bird's eye shot, and those are really cool. Just impeccably done for, impeccable is, like, our word today, but
that's truly how we feel.
It's how we feel. They just did it so well.
Mm-hmm. I am continually amazed by Hoseok's dance skills. His precision, his complexity with his dance movements, especially with this performance, you get to see it just shine through once again, put on display. This, like, Fake Love dubstep edit is really, really cool to see, and the lighting is incredible, but still, like, Hoseok is the center of the whole production. You are just mesmerized by all of his movements mm-hmm. and how much his body is just, like, one fluid wave. It is very seamless and very smooth how his body moves. It's like you can visually see the waves, the sound waves, just moving through his body.
Hell yes. I love how
cannot
you put that.
Cannot praise enough.
Yeah. I mean, completely. And he just... Yeah. He just totally is it's hard to look away from him. You know, it's hard to try to absorb other parts of the performance because he is just so mesmerizing. So lastly, the last person for their little solo moment was Namjoon. So for Namjoon's performance, he is standing behind these doors. The doors open and we just kind of see him there, powerfully standing there, ready to go. And then he power walks down the runway and he just expressionless, you know, whatever, walks down and picks up this like the staff that is all decorated for Dionysus. And it's kind of like the one that he used to use during Dionysus stage performances where he would have a staff. So he picks up the staff and he slams it down into the ground, like the tip of it into the ground as if to stand it up again. And in the moment when he does this, these wonderful pyrotechnics flash up where it's like little firework explosions out of the ground from just the pressure of him slamming this staff down onto the stage.
Yeah, it's like he's initiating or beginning what's about to happen. Like he's summoning it. Yeah. And it's very neat. I just have to mention it because it was just all over Twitter and it was kind of funny. And like we feel bad for Jun, but like I just feel like we should mention it. with the staff, when he went to like go throw it down, he just, I don't know, missed the floor a little bit. And the staff like swung between his legs. And I don't know if it really hit his balls, but I hope it didn't. But it got pretty close. And so it just kind of went all around Twitter. I feel so bad for him. But like it's what I love about it is Namjoon is this kind of like goofy guy. And he's just real. He's just like you and I, right? Mm-hmm. And so any of us could have easily done something like this. And just to see it, it just brings that, like, they're really human. They really, like, they're not gods or anything. They're not perfect.
Yeah.
I thought it was endearing. I hope his balls are okay. I'm sure they are. And I'm sure he's maybe a little embarrassed about it. But, like, it's something that I hope that he can kind of, like, look back and laugh about.
Yeah, I hope so, too, because it was just one of those, like, things that's just like, well, yeah, okay, that happened. Like, it's just one of those things that just happens to normal people.
To normal people, right?
Yeah. But it was kind of funny.
Okay, so after this, we finally get into Dionysus. And this is where we get into not only Dionysus, but their dance break that they put into Dionysus.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so the beginning stage here, we see a lot of outside artists and dancers. We see girls at the beginning throwing these petals. We see horses brought out on stage. We see a lot of backup dancers who are kind of just marching towards us and out to the side. We see panels of all of these like petals and columns and whatever, just like being just like filtering away so many layers of these stages. And then it reveals all of them sitting at a table in a line, of course, to begin Dionysus.
And when they're sitting on this table, like, I'm sorry, but Jimin just stands out. Like, they're all supposed to be kind of like glaring at the camera, looking very intimidating. But Jimin is sitting there and his hair is, first of all, we already covered that it's like long. It's silver right now, which is like top notch Jimin hair color. Truly, I think I like the silver more than the black. Like, I think I like
the silver more than the black.
Oh my God, it's so incredible. And half of his like bangs were hanging down in his face. And then the other part of his hair was pulled back and like sleeked back the side of his head. And he was sitting like with his elbows on the table, hands crossed in front of his mouth, kind of like leaning over, chin tilted down a little bit, and we can just see the glare of his eyes and the mm-hmm. shadow of his brow bone, and holy oh, yeah. shit, he just looks
unapproachable as shit. Like, we always yes. talk about Jimin being unapproachable. If you need to know what we're talking about, look at Jimin sitting at this table before Dionysus for the 2019 Melon Music Awards. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, there you go. Unapproachable.
Yeah. But yeah, they all look very intense while sitting here.
Yeah. So obviously during Dionysus, we have to point out again that like all the vocals are still perfect, like on point, mm-hmm. so powerful. Mm-hmm. Sometimes like in these awards show performances, it can be hard to hear them and like their mic over the backing track mm-hmm. with like the instrumental and the backup vocals. But in this performance, it was very clear to hear and very easy to yeah. hear their mics, and they just all sound amazing. I'm not going to say yeah, impeccable which again.
It's very hard to do considering the circumstances. It's a large arena. There's so much production going on around them, and the music has got to be loud just to be able to go throughout this entire arena for their mm-hmm. vocals to still be coming through so clearly. And in pitch shows a lot of skill and talent. Yeah.
Especially during Dionysus, which is yeah. hard choreography. So yeah. high energy.
They have
energy.
To be out of breath every time they perform it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So right before they get to the dance break, we get Yoongi's verse. And we said this at the beginning, that we feel that Yoongi is so high energy, just so energetic throughout. But when his verse comes for Dionysus and he's about to transition us into this badass dance break, very intense, incredible dance break, he is bringing it his all. And to me, and I think we both kind of agree, his verse for the song is one of his best performances of all time.
Yeah.
Like the way that he is rapping, the way that his stage presence while he's doing it, and like the close-up camera that we get to see him for this performance, he's giving it his complete all. And it's like classic Yoongi kind of verse. Like, it's still very nasty, very just Yoongi, right?
Yeah, very him. And mm-hmm. I love the choreography that the backup dancers do during his verse. It's like what I want to do when I'm listening to his verse, because it's just so fucking hype. Yeah. Definitely. I definitely agree. One of his best performances of all time, especially mm-hmm. of that verse. Like, it was so good.
I was wrecked by Yoongi for this whole Melon Music Awards.
Amazing. Like, it's so amazing song. To be wrecked by Yoongi.
Yeah.
So right after his verse, he kind of like brings in the dance break. He slams, they go back to like the Dionysus tables, and he kind of mm-hmm. like slams his hands down on it. And that's when the dance break begins. And what is cool about this dance break is that the music is from their song No. And so this is again like referencing back to old classic BTS, mm-hmm. you know, like their second album, which is yeah. just, it makes us wonder again, like, why are they referencing back again? Is it just for the sake of this being like a massive performance and just showing more of their discography,
like all of BTS over yeah. the years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or is it hinting to what's up next? So yeah, we just don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the beginning is really neat because Yoongi is front and center, and like along this long platform of just like whatever they're at. It looks like a massive long chest, but that is really not what it is. But it's like a platform to an extent.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they've got all their backup dancers, and they're all doing this like choreography on the table, and they're pounding the table, and it feels like a lot like Dionysus, where they're like arguing or trying to like reach a solution or debating about something. It's very neat. And after this, we see J-Hope and Jungkook come up for their little segment of the dance break. And Jungkook, for a fair amount of it, is on top of these tables, whereas J-Hope is on the bottom, but they are like on the actual stage. They're very in sync. It shows like their advanced skill level of dancing. It is so neat to see them hit every single beat of this dance break, which we didn't even mention, but the dance break, a lot of it is like EDM, just like, like it's just insanity, right?
Very much like music that they, insanity like Dionysus, but like music that they haven't really made before. Like they haven't made that style of music.
They haven't really, gone into those waters yet. But it's really neat. One of the things that I love the most about it is right when they're like about to end their performance and they fall back and like get off of the tables back with like the backup dancers, there are cameras, like fan cams, and you guys really should go and look for it. But J-Hope and Jungkook look at each other and it's fucking demonic and evil as shit. Like, they're like, fuck yeah. Like, we just did that shit. And then they, like, fall back. It's really cocky. It's very confident. And oh my God, everything about
it. I love that. I have to go find that. That sounds amazing.
Oh, my God. I'll send it to you.
Please.
It's, like, saved on my phone.
I loved this little Hopekook dance. Obviously, like you said, they both executed it perfectly. And it made me think like, wow, we always have known that J-Hope has been an incredible dancer, but Jungkook has been working on his dance for so long. And it's like truly a passion of his. And it was cool to see them both dancing at the same skill level for this little dance segment. Like really, it felt like Jungkook has worked so much that he's been able to catch up to, you know, the incredible dance that J-Hope can do.
Yeah, absolutely. So then after they kind of come off the stage, we see Namjoon and Jin be brought up onto this long platform of like table. And wow, what I love about this, and I think what a lot of ARMYs loved about this, is they put Namjoon and Jin together for this part of the dance break. It, to me, and I think to a lot of us, it was kind of like a fuck you. Like, we don't need any member of the dance line next to us to really perform and present a wow factor for a dance performance, a dance break for this live massive award show.
Yeah.
It was just them two together and they looked incredible. They executed it perfectly and I was amazed. I would have never known or would have ever thought that they were like less of dancers than any of the rest of the members, right?
I know. I was just soaking up every moment. I feel like I could have watched just that part for, you know, hours because we have never gotten something like that, like where we just get to see just Jin and Namjoon dancing, like controlling a part of the dance break. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
I loved when they crossed, like when they crossed paths and they like kind of like body rolled like against each other and like not against each other, but like in front of one another. It was like very fluid and mesmerizing. It was just like exactly what dance should be.
Yeah. I hope that they're so happy about how that turned
and
out
proud
because it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So Yoongi kind of pops up at the end of Namjoon's dance segment too, and they all three do a little movement and then all three of them like trust fall backwards off the stage as Jimin and Taeyang are being pushed up onto the stage and
like reverse trust fall.
So for their little dance, it's still very much contemporary style. I would definitely say that this is more so influenced by Jimin's style than Taeyang's dance style. That being said, they both executed it so well. Jimin had like this one moment that sticks out of my mind. They both had to kind of step out like in a lunge. And then Jimin like flips his hair back where he like flips his head and just all of his hair falls back. And we see like full forehead exposure and just the lines that he makes with his body in that moment and how amazing he looks is just...
So committed, so into it. Everything he has into that, to that dance performance. Absolutely.
So we didn't even touch on that much. We said at the beginning that like they brought in a bunch of outside artists and dancers and the girls throwing the pedals and the horses, but just because of like time, we didn't talk about like how much transitional time was spent showing all of these people and like really building up to the anticipation of this performance. There was just so much that went into it during all of their performances. Besides really Microcosmos, there was so much going on the stages, whether that was like props or just lighting, background dancers, all of the people, the live animals, like so much going on. And I was just thinking about how big of a production this really was. This was a 37-minute performance. Massive amounts of work went into it. So many people just performing, not even talking about like the people working behind the scenes to get it done. And I was like, wow, BTS is on this stage with all this going on, especially here at the end of with Dionysus. There's like so many fucking people on the stage, so much things going on, like so many graphics on the screen. And they're still the center of the show, like with all that going on. And it just is incredible to me that they can have this level of production, because even with this amount of these amount of things going on, it, they don't outshine BTS at all.
They don't outshine the talent that BTS is bringing to the stage. Their performance is still the focal point despite all of this production that's around them.
Yeah.
Very flashy, extravagant production.
Super flashy and extravagant. And it really seems like all of the intensity and the energy is radiating from them instead of just being an effect of the music and the effect of the lighting and whatever. It seems like it's all just coming from them and they are making it. And it's so cool. It's so cool.
That says a lot, because I feel that not many artists could have this level of production without losing the focus of them as the actual performance itself. Definitely. I loved that when you brought that up during research. I was like, yes, put that in the doc. Because I agree. So overall for the dance break, what really stood out to me and to both of us was that dancing on this thin platform, this like table that is like classic like Dionysus, what they use for all of their stages, but having this like elongated platform, it shows their level of skill for dance, all of them, to be able to dance along a thin platform. Dionysus, the choreography has been known to be a little bit dangerous, and it's very physically demanding to see them do a dance break along this, every single one of the members. It shows that like all of them are just really talented and skillful dancers and performers. And then overall, this performance is them, like as individuals, as a whole, getting to see all of their solo stages. It really just shows something that they all contribute, especially like dance wise or whatever. Like Namjoon and Jin didn't really have much dance, but like we really got to see lots of Jin's visuals. We got to see the power and leader aspect that Namjoon has with his solo performance. We had to talk about it, this overall, this Melon Music Awards.
I am amazed. I love a performance of theirs where when we're done talking about it, I feel like we've talked about each member equally. Because this performance was truly representative of each one of them and showcased each of them in so many different ways. And it was, I thought it was so great and wonderful. And I have seen it probably 4 times and I'll probably...
And I could watch it 4 more. At least more than that. Yeah.
Yeah. It has been a long time since I fangirled so hard while watching something, and it felt great to do. And I'm so glad that they put out this performance.
Yeah. And now we've got Mama to look forward to.
Oh, shit. So, guys, if you enjoyed this episode and if you've enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. We love hearing from you, so you can reach out to us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can also email us. And then if you want to tell other people and find ways for other people to find us, a great way to do that is by writing a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. That's huge for people seeing those reviews and deciding whether or not to listen. So if you enjoyed this episode, then you can do any one of those things, and please reach out to us. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away 2 tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.